Greetings. Hey, greetings. You are tuned to KROV Oroville. And we're also heard on the internet, www.krov.fm. We're at 91.1 FM Community Radio. This is an Our Town show for Tuesday morning. Linda Ames is our special guest today from the Oroville State Theater. Maybe you've driven by it a lot. Maybe you never have. You need to know about this. There's a lot of things happening there, and it's a pleasure to have you. Thanks for coming by, Linda. We appreciate you coming in the door.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And I guess the way to start, a lot of ways. My idea is how you got involved. Were you drawn to it? Is it something you fell into? In other words, did you have a feeling for the state for a while? Or
okay. Well, I have been closely and very actively involved for the last 2 years. However, prior to that, for probably 10 or 12 years, I was a member of Stage, which meant at that point that I just sent them $25 a year and watched things happen on the sidelines. I have been somewhat involved with the theater in another capacity, in that I have served on the board of the Oroville Concert Association for 15 years at least, and we are able to have all of our concerts are held at the State Theater. So it's been a wonderful venue for us. When our artists come to town, they are very impressed with the facility. So I've been closely involved in that respect.
Okay. Now, one of the very first things, because I do get mailers and contribute to Stage, maybe you can define what is Stage for folks out there who may not know.
Okay, Stage stands for the State Theater Arts Guild. And Stage's mission in life is to preserve, promote, and protect the State Theater. Let me give you just a little bit of history on the theater itself and the evolution of Stage into the picture. As you might know, the theater opened its doors on April 7, 1928. The architect was well-known San Francisco firm Timothy Pfluger and J.R. Miller. They're also noted by building the Pack Bell, or the Pack Telephone and Telegraph Building in San Francisco, and the Oakland Paramount Theater. The owner of the building and operator was T&D Junior Enterprises, and some of you might know or remember Fred Fink Sr. He was the first resident manager of our theater. So 1928, the late 1920s were a period of prosperity. There was a lot of building going on in Oroville. Agriculture was in a period of prosperity, and particularly citrus. And if you look closely at the building and the carved facade, you'll see that oranges play a part of that design. The Western Pacific Railroad was expanding to serve Oroville. Gold dredging was very active. And so with the combination of the agriculture in Butte County and the gold dredging business, Oroville's economy was somewhat insulated from the Great Depression of 1929 and on into the early 30s. So when the building was built, it was called the Jewel of the Historic Downtown District. It truly was a symbol of a bright future and booming economy in Oroville. When the theater opened, its capacity was 1,529 and was originally equipped with a grand, wonderful Wurlitzer pipe organ. So T&D Enterprises operated the theater from 1928 until the late 1960s. And at that point, late 60s, early 70s, the building was sold to United Artists, who came and divided the theater right down the middle to create a two-movie complex. And they operated the theater then until the mid-1980s. Now, a bit of history on stage itself. Stage first was organized and known as the Oroville Community Center Committee. And a group of Oroville residents who were really interested in the cultural aspects and offerings of Oroville formed this committee to look for a place to build a performing arts center or a building to buy. And they incorporated in 1979 and set about raising funds from the community to do just that, acquire land or a building. But it was in the middle 80s when United Artists put the building up for sale that the Oroville Community Center Committee went to the city of Oroville and offered to give the city the funds that they had raised. And I'm only going on hearsay. I don't know exactly the amount, but I have heard that it was $80,000 to $100,000. And they pooled that money with the city of Oroville's money and bought the building for $200,000. At that time, we took out the dividing wall and brought it back to more of a performing arts center than a movie theater. So it was at that time that the OCCC, which was a little cumbersome name, renamed themselves STAGE, the State Theater Arts Guild, and did then establish their very firm mission of promoting, preserving, and protecting the state theater. STAGE operated at that point as a small entity, sort of in the background, but always very interested and concerned about the theater and its health and welfare, and stayed in that somewhat position in the background until 2014, that's when the city announced that they could no longer staff and support the State Theater, and that they planned to ask for requests for proposals from outside entities to take over the theater. STAGE, that was pretty alarming news for STAGE. It was clear that if an outside operator took over this theater, they would be, of course, profit-driven. And the cost of using the theater would quickly eliminate the opportunity to use the theater by our local users, the nonprofit users, just would no longer be possible. So STAGE put together this very, very thorough 120-page proposal and took it to the city, and in a nutshell said, "We will operate this theater. We will do it with all volunteer labor." the city was somewhat skeptical, but ultimately I think the question was, well, what have we got to lose? And so they handed stage the keys and said, okay, guys, you're in charge. So that was in about June of 2014 that stage's role in the State Theater changed dramatically from that of a small group of people in the background to the real live operator and manager of the theater. And indeed, now, today, 2 years later, we can boast about two extremely, totally successful years of operating the theater.
I'm wondering about giving some contact information so folks can locate stage. Somebody hears about it and they say, gee, I want to be a part of it. I want to support. I want to donate. How do they go about it? Is there a website or something easy to remember or an address? Or what do we do about this?
Okay. Stage developed this into a project that they call the Miracle on Myers. And they define the miracle as bringing together a whole group of ordinary people, just like us, to do this extraordinary thing to keep the State Theater alive and thriving. And in order to do that, we had the labor aspect of the project covered. We had volunteers willing to take the reins and run with them. But we needed to involve the rest of Oroville. One person can't do this, 10 people can't do it. We need a lot of people in Oroville to gather together to make this all happen. We estimated that the annual operating costs would be approximately $25,000. We have insurance and repairs and the cleaning and the supplies and the light bulbs and the batteries. We have to pay for those. We can't get volunteers for free. So we thought, well, if we could get 1,000 people in Oroville to join Stage as a member at $25 per year, and that's per year, folks, not per month, if we could get 1,000 people to put their $25 together, we would have the $25,000 that we need to cover all of our operating costs. And so in late 2014, early 2015, I somehow got involved and drafted, but actually I volunteered to head up the part of Stage that would build this membership to 1,000. And so we started with about 200 members at that time and started spreading the word, speaking at all of the Oroville service clubs, contacting churches, and predominantly speaking to every single audience who came to our theater, telling them the story, reminding them that their children would not be on this stage graduating or dancing or playing an instrument if it weren't for Stage and their ability to keep the theater available to Oroville's users. And so we asked over and over and over again for people to join us, join in our miracle, join Stage, and help make this miracle come true and make the future of the Oroville State Theater healthy and viable.
Okay. Address, what's the mailing if you want to send a contribution or if you want to...
Okay, we do have a website where you can join. It is called it is www.orovillestatetheater.com. Our email is orostage@gmail.com. So you can contact us easily there for other information. And if joining on the internet is not an option, we will send an application. I'll even hand deliver applications.
Is that anywhere within the continental United States?
Well, let's. We probably should make that Butte County or stretch it to Yuba City. But, you know, we are a small group and we are very anxious to expand. I can say that in 2015, it did take until October, but in October, we hit the 1,000 member mark. And the surprise, because I hadn't been thinking about that, was, oh, okay, that's 2015. In 2 short months, it was time to start all over and generate the 1,000 members for 2016. And so we have been working very aggressively, and we are up to, I would think, approximately 900 people now. And so we are looking to expand that by another 100 or much more if we can involve even more people.
Okay, so when folks think about it, they attend something at the State Theater, they happen to drive by downtown, they kind of need a mindset that, I'll admit, I never had when I first moved to this area. I thought of nostalgia. I thought, oh my gosh, like things used to be. You'd see theaters like that in the downtown area, and it's just really, if you're of the right persuasion, it just grabs you. You get this emotional feeling. That's fine. Then you drive on and do what you're going to do, but somehow you have to stop when that emotional feeling's happening and make sure it bugs you again so you can get involved and go there. I've been to so many things there, and they've always been a joy.
Well, that opens up the subject of volunteers. Some people have the time to actually come to the theater and work personally. Those who can't, we hope for the membership. But we need volunteers in all aspects of theater management. We have a wonderful lady, Glennis Roseberry, who is the theater operations manager. And she staffs the theater with ushers. She staffs the technical parts, the lighting and the sound techs. She takes care of all the repairs, arranges the cleaning. So just for that part of the theater, we have need for, you know, lots and lots of different talents and time commitments. Then there's more the administration part of it. There is the volunteer building. We need people to help get more volunteers. We need people to help us with the membership campaign that I and a good friend and supporter of the theater, Bonnie Huntington, she and I are heading up membership. We need people who are able to help us improve our website, people who can help with the mailings that we do, the newsletters that we do. So pretty much We have a place for you if you want to become part of the theater.
Yeah, and it's certainly something that gives an immediate reward, because every time you're in the area, you're reminded, you know, gee, I helped do this. This is a part of my life, and it's.
It really does. I think that if people were to come down and just take a tour backstage, down underneath the stage where all the dressing rooms are, just have the opportunity to sit quietly in the auditorium looking around at the Art Deco decor, you quickly, it becomes a living, breathing entity. I have a great passion for the theater, as do all of our other hardworking volunteers, and it just takes becoming acquainted with the theater for that to happen to you. So anytime anybody would like to get to know the theater, we are always available for tours and, you know, to show our whole project.
Okay, one more time. Boy, if I could read my writing, I'd be great. Email, orostage@gmail.com. Website, www.orvillestatetheater.com. And I know there's a phone number, because that's how I located Linda Ames. I just called. I found out somewhere in the... Did I find it in the phone book? I don't remember how I got a hold of you.
Well,
I thought I did. Is there a State Theater listing or something?
We don't actually staff it every day, all day. There is a telephone there. But the best way would be to use that email, or... I can give out my phone number if that, I'm always willing. I'm at 370-0703, and I would be delighted to answer any questions. I wanted to mention that the theater isn't just important because it's been there for so long and we want to keep it there. There are studies done that support that the arts create economic value, that the arts improve the quality of life by making it more fun, attractive, interesting. The arts contribute to a thriving regional economy, create a more connected community, and create and strengthen social bonds. The arts are important to a community, even if you don't go to every event held there. Someone in the community does, and it truly is sort of a cohesive factor in their lives. I wanted to mention also that when Stage began this project, they guaranteed that they would work so that this theater continued to be truly Oroville's theater. And the primary user of our theater are the children of Oroville. Since the 1st of February, we have had at least 34 different events held at the theater, and 25 of them are totally devoted to children. We have graduations, we have awards nights, we have three or four different dance studios with their recitals. We have the bands in town performing. We have the YMCA, who produced the play Oz just early this month. The charter schools are use us for graduations. And then over and above the children's events, we do have the Community Concert with its five different concerts. And then we have the Oroville Community Concert Band and Chorus have several performances each year. So this theater is not out to generate this a huge profit. We are here to offer the theater to Oroville's users at a very affordable rate, because we have all volunteer labor, providing for the theater. It's sort of important to note that we are not in the business of producing shows, although we would like that to be something that happens in the future. But at this point, our mission is to keep the theater open for Oroville's users, and indeed we are doing that.
Yeah, it's quite a reflection on the variety that's available if you throw something open and see who comes, because you aren't nailed down to, we only do this or do that or do this. It's like, come on in, what do you got?
That's right. I should tell you that in the 2 years that we have been managing the theater, we have spent about $35,000 that we've raised through various aspects of donation. The biggest part of that was about half was spent on a hazmat assessment, and we have concluded that and found that we do not have any serious hazardous issues to deal with. Probably the biggest task in that was cleaning out pigeon poop.
Oh boy.
We were delighted that it wasn't bats, because they're protected, it would have been a much bigger chore.
Yeah.
But we have taken care of that. We've replaced our light board. We've installed a hanging system in the lobby to display art. We've renovated storage rooms. We've repainted and worked on the dressing rooms down below. We've improved our loading dock. And what we are in the process of doing, we just have two more events, the July 3rd and July 4th patriotic concerts, and then we will go dark for the summer, which is the time we use then to do the work. We will be repairing two big holes in the ceiling of the auditorium, and we are planning on installing a $90,000 lighting system that will really improve the quality of our shows and make us a much more viable venue for outside users. And I guess if we're talking about money, when we put together the proposal, we put together a list of what the theater needs for repair, upgrade, restoration, and renovation. The total's nearly $3 million. And you might want to know, well, what are the big items in that? Well, the roof, it's estimated we need $60,000 to make repairs to the roof, both over the auditorium and the stage. We would like to return the marquee to its original design, and that's an estimate of $300,000. When the United Artists came in, they put in all rehab or used seating. The city reupholstered it, but that's 30 years ago. And we need to spend approximately $350,000 to ultimately redo the seating, add a handicapped capacity for both levels. And the original arrangement, including reopening the original ducting under the floor, is over half of that 350. The sound system, the new replacing speakers, 75,000. The balcony retrofit, 1 million, $1.5 million. It's missing the fire escapes that it needs on the parking lot, on the rear of the building. That has to be replaced, and we have to upgrade the restrooms on the second level to accommodate more people and the handicap aspect of it. So as you can see, these are very big numbers. They are long-term projects. We have one of the things that we really could use help with would be writing grants. There are grants available to projects like ours, but we just need people with the time, number one, and the expertise to do the actual paperwork and information gathering that you need in order to ask for a grant.
Once again, folks, this is The Bird, KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM, on the web, www.krov.fm. This is Our Town. Linda Ames from Oroville State Theater today. And if you tuned in late, this should be posted on the internet at www.krov.fm within about the next 24 hours. Wow, this is quite an insight, and it's just, boy, for me, it's so easy to go there to enjoy it. And I guess what you think is what you saw and who you met, but you don't have a clue as to the background of expense and effort involved in presenting that. It's not a free lunch, as they say, by any means. So the website, www.orovillestatetheater.com, for information, and email orostage@gmail.com. And stage, STAGE, that's something folks need to know about and maybe get involved in, regular donations to help keep things going there.
Lee, one other thing that I wanted to mention. This theater has, since 1928, has created so many memories for people. And that's what we want to make sure continues, that the memories we're creating now for these little people who are 3 feet or less tall on the stage in these just adorable costumes, when you think of what memories they will have, and also how acting, performing, speaking on a stage, what it adds to a child's self-confidence. It's probably, it's immeasurable, but I know that our theater has added to the lives of thousands and thousands of children. Each event that we have, when I'm at the theater and invite people at intermission to come see me and join stage, I ask the question, well, What memories do you have? More often than not, people come and offer their fondest memories. One fellow talks about having his very first date at the theater, going to a movie, sitting in the balcony. That was a very popular spot. And when he put his arm around the back of the seat of his date, she got up and left. And not just to go to the restroom, she never came back. So, see, he was probably damaged for life by that serious event. Other people, you know, saw their scariest movie ever there. Many people remember going and seeing their very first Disney movie. That's always a big thing in the life of a child. One fella came by and he said, you know, I have the record for falling, being the only person to fall off the balcony. As a kid, he was roughhousing and somehow went over the balcony. And he even remembers the name of the manager at that time, who banned him from that theater for the next 3 years. So there's so many memories, and actually you guys have our email address. If you have interesting memories to share, I would love to get an email about them. It's just great fun to publish those in our newsletters. We can even keep the names out of the article to protect the innocent. But most people are happy to share, and that really shows you how the theater is like a living, breathing part of us because of all of the memories that go on and on.
Sure. Without people, it's a nice building, and that's it. Well, so what? So is a warehouse. But the life that's breathed into it by people going there and participating is pretty special. Yeah, I'm pleased that when I got to the Orville area, I somehow was lucky enough to locate the theater and some people. And yeah, it has meaning. It really does. Okay, anything we're missing? This is Linda Ames, by the way, from the Oroville State Theater. And as you say, okay, I was going to get a preview of coming attractions. Do you have more than a say that we're going to have the usual July 4th, 3rd and 4th?
Well,
anything particular?
I don't right now because we're preparing to shut down. We have, let's see, we start again in September. And that's when the Oroville Concert Association's yearly series will begin. But the big events now are the July 3rd at 7:30 and July 4th at 1:30, where the Oroville Community Concert Band will perform the patriotic concert that I think we're probably celebrating now the 25th year of the band and the chorus performing at the theater.
Okay. Well, with no further comment, we'll kind of let you go on your way and get busy working at the State Theater and keeping things going for us. Again, guest today, Linda Ames. Pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. As you can see, it's a community effort, and we need a lot more members to keep the doors open and the stage filled. Thank you.
Okay.